Grow Great is a city government leadership podcast with Lisa Norris and me, Randy Cantrell. Each week we share insights, experiences, and wisdom to help you and your leadership grow great. Our website is growgreat.com.
It's that time of year again. One, it's fall, and it actually has gotten chilled in Texas. Yeah, so awesome. we have two seasons. We have really hot in the other one.
Yeah.
And we are in the other one officially.
Yeah.
Right? With it dropping down, I think, into the high 40s, low 50s.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Along with fall comes Thanksgiving, and here we are. And I can't believe it already in 2023, this year has flown by. But Grandy and I wanted to take time and just have a quick episode. I know everybody's getting probably ready, if you're not already on the road, to travel, to go see family, friends, and really hopefully get some R&R. I know, Randy, you and I have needed that. Hopefully we can decompress.
Yeah, I
think
like
you told me you got 12
it.
Hours of sleep for the first time in like 8 years.
Yeah, well, that's not quite true. I stayed in bed for 12 hours. I probably slept 6, but hey, that's big for me. So yeah,
well,
I'm
hopefully
tanned
this,
and rested.
There you go. Hopefully this is a time for all of you in our audience to really have some time to just spend time with your family. And Randy and I were just talking about gratefulness, thankfulness, and appreciation for what's before us. So, you know, I thought I'd start, Randy, just quickly and talk about what you and I, we've had a lot going on in our lives, and what we are thankful for and grateful for. And then we will end it with just some ideas that our audience can do with their teams that are easy to not just eat and have a potluck, but to actually have it meaningful in a very quick, short period of time. So I'll turn it over to you with my opening and what you want you share with them, what's most on your mind for this Thanksgiving season and the thankfulness.
Well, I mean, as it relates to the audience, you know, I'm real thankful. I was telling somebody the other day, they were asking me how I even got involved in this whole city government stuff because it's not my background, and I'm tremendously thankful, especially to the city of Southlake and Shawnee Yelvertson, who was, you know, is kind of the outgoing city manager at the end of the year. And Allison, who's her number two, will take over. And 8 years or so ago, they gave me an opportunity. I've talked about it before, but they deserve a big thank you. Without them, without Stacy Black and the HR department at the city of Southlake, I wouldn't even know about this space. So, in the context of this podcast and our work together and my work, you know, as a coach in city government, that's chief. That's right up there.
Yeah.
You know, so that's on my mind. Really thankful for the audience. The podcast has exceeded our expectations. You and I this podcast has always been a leadership podcast, even under the banner of Grow Great. But as I got more entrenched in city government, I wanted to make a shift, and I knew I needed a partner in crime. I needed a co-host, and Lisa just so perfectly fit the bill. So super thankful for you. Thankful that you said yes and agreed to do this. It's more work than people realize. And so it takes time and it takes effort and it takes a little bit of money. Really, really thankful for Grand Prairie. Thankful for Bill Hill and Megan and Cheryl and you and Walter and all the CMO team there for the support and for bringing in house, you know, what I have been trying to do for years of just pass this whole leadership mantra on to those people, no matter their age, those people that are entering maybe leadership for the first time or moving up the chain of command, as we say. Real thankful for that. Real thankful for the audience and their acceptance, the feedback that we get, whether it's at LinkedIn or whether it's email or anything else. You know, hopefully we're helping our audience. We're helping you guys move the needle in your organizations some way. On a personal level, my wife and I are racing toward number 46. So, you know, she's pretty chief in my wheelhouse on a personal level. Our dreams of having a place in Arkansas, those have come true. So super thing. You know, 2023 has been a challenging year, and it's gone super quick, but it's been great because you and I both have kind of achieved our real estate dreams. Yeah.
It's,
you know,
significant. The significant achievements and significant challenges.
Yeah. And those are not easy things, but, you know, dreams aren't easy. They're worthwhile, but they're not easy. And so, yeah, my list is really long. You know, I'm a church going guy, and we sing songs about count your blessings and stuff at church. And if I were to count them, I don't have enough life left in me, you know, to count them all. If I just listed them, if I didn't even do more than list them, it would take the rest of my life to do that. So my list is very, very long of stuff that I'm thankful for.
Me too. You know, when you look back at that, like you said, we always have talked in the podcast of the journey, and that focus on what you're trying to achieve, and everything you do should be toward that long term, because you can't get there if you don't take steps actively and pursue it, right? And for me, you know, I looked back and I was, talk about city government, I didn't even know it existed. I was 20 something. I was married to Dawn we were dating at 19, married at 20 after 8 months of dating, and went to EDS because I had worked through college there in the summers. They hired me on full time and benefits because I didn't get a teaching job, which was what my degree was in. So I'm grateful that I had an organization just take me on when my path that I thought I was heading towards, which was teaching first graders, didn't come true after all of going through college. And then City of Carrollton opened up. It was in where we lived. It was 4 minutes from our rent house, and there started my career in city government that I had no idea. I was an analyst, didn't know what I was doing, but worked hard, right? And then Ben Blair got hired here at Grand Prairie in 96 in August, and I saw they needed an HR manager, and I applied for it. And you talk about opportunities. That's a guy that took a chance on me because I did not have risk. I had benefits, but I had never done employee relations. I had never done risk, but I told him I could, and I can learn, and I'm eager. And that I felt I could do a really good job, and he took a chance on me. So I'm really grateful. He was an exceptional mentor for the time we spent together, which was from 1996 to 2006 when he retired. He gave me all those opportunities that you and I have talked about in mentorship, in growing. He stretched me. He put me in things that I was unfamiliar with, and then guided me and didn't tell me. He brought me through the really hard times of leading on making really difficult decisions. And I'm really grateful for that opportunity. And then significantly, Tom Hart. Tom Hart was the one who called me in. He used my story over and over through the years about doing what's right, and that he could have gone out and hired anybody. He could have gotten a minority. He could have gotten, you know, other leaders in HR, but I had worked so hard for this city and was passionate about our people and our service and the mission that he talked about that for many years, that you have to do what's right. And there are many rights, but you got to pick the best one. And I so appreciate, under his leadership, anybody that knew him, you had an opportunity to meet him and talk with him. You just can't put a description on what the impact and influence he had on so many lives. And I'm really grateful that he took a chance on me and let me blossom under his leadership and really learn about what city government is about and how to be passionate to serve others, because that's what he was all about. And through raving fans, I've learned so much. Then of course, Cheryl, having her enter my life when she became the parks director here, then the deputy city manager, I mean, she went over as an ACM, then a DCM, if I recall correctly, and introduced me to you. So I'm really grateful not only for her, but her listening to me and me wanting to elevate and then getting me in touch with you, Randy, you made a huge, you can tell here, I feel like we're impacting so many, and I'm grateful that you took the time with me to really stretch me and listen through my challenges that I had through life. I think we've cried together multiple times, probably on the show, but it really has made a difference in my journey. And I'm a different leader because of you and because of Cheryl's wisdom shared and opportunity to have a coach, which I'd never experienced. So I'm grateful for that. And then, of course, the recent opportunity to continue that journey that they promoted me. So thankful. It's easy to look back and look on the challenges. And I would encourage so many people to put those aside and be grateful for what's in front of us. Be grateful for what you have and not regretting or being frustrated with what you don't, because that pursuit can be endless. I always try to take a thankful approach, demonstrate gratefulness for what I've been given and the opportunities I have in making the best of those. And then lastly, like you, I couldn't have done any of this without Dawn and my family. Dawn has been my rock through everything. And without him, he expresses pride. He expresses wisdom. He is my coach. I mean, he'll listen to calls and go, you need to stop doing da, 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 da. You need to, you know, think about this, and you've got to take a pause. And, you know, so he, through straightforwardness and kindness, has also helped me grow even in my leadership role, not just as a wife, to be a great mother and wife. So without him and my family supporting me along the way, I really couldn't achieve anything, because they gave up a lot in this city government journey. It was a lot of hours. I mean, I had 10 and 12 hour days often, and they supported me through it and really became great young adults and are to this day, and understand it now. You know, I tried to be transparent. So those are the things really in my life that I'm thankful for. And of course, my faith, when things are challenging, has always pulled me through. I rely upon that a lot. And then having our dreams, like you, having the house, it is there. We are moved in. It is land. I'm going hunting probably tomorrow morning when it's supposed to be in the 30s on my own property, and can walk back to my house and take a shower and not have to drive 5 hours to get there and be gone and pack stuff up. It's ours and it's mine. And just so thankful.
No more deer lease.
No more deer lease.
You're on the deer lease. You own.
And the fact that, you know, it was a partnership that Don worked so hard for so many years, that he's able to retire, and hopefully we'll have this paid off in a few years with all the effort he put in our partnership as husband and wife, because his journey was not near as easy as mine. It was tough. It had a lot of trials and tribulations and job satisfaction challenges that I have not had to experience here. So I appreciate him for that. So those are the things personally and professionally that I'm thankful for. As we shift gears, I hope the audience also looks back and finds things you're grateful for and can express those. But let's talk about our teams for a second. Randy, can you think back when you did celebrations as CEO or other roles, what kind of things are quick and easy that might lend ideas to those that want to do something besides just celebrating with the potluck about that's meaningful during this holiday season?
Well, first, it's not lost on me that both Lisa and I have now enumerated a lot of names, a lot of people. Our list started with people. And I think it's fitting that, you know, today's episode, it ends with a focus on people, you know, because the people matter.
That's what we preach.
Yeah.
Focus, you know, on others.
There is no, I have not yet met a self-made man or woman, because we all owe somebody, Lisa and I both began our list by talking about people who gave us a chance, you know, people who saw something in us that maybe we didn't see, we didn't even recognize. And you've got people in your team that are exactly the same way.
Right.
I was in junior high and I read a book by a man named Bill Sands called My Shadow Ran Fast. The book was published in 1964. By the time 1969 came around, Bill Sands, who was the author, he was 49 years old and he died. He got sentenced to San Quentin when he was 19 years old. And he writes in the book that when he was seven, he overheard his mom and dad fighting, which they often did. They were getting a divorce. And this particular argument that seven-year-old Bill overheard was mom and dad arguing over who was going to take Bill. Not because they both wanted him, but because neither one of them wanted him. So you got a seven-year-old boy, and neither mom nor dad want him. No big surprise then at 19 he gets sentenced, you know, to some prison time in San Quentin, where the warden, according to his book, the warden tells him, Bill, there's two ways to get out of San Quentin. You can walk out alive or you can be carried out dead. I would like for you to walk out alive. Here's a 19-year-old kid. He's filled with rage and a lot of hate and a lot of rejection, thinking that nobody cares, and just starts cussing and railing against the warden. And the warden doesn't respond, as you might think. The warden just looks at him and he says, Bill, I care. I really care. Fast forward some time and he gets out of prison. He turns his life around. He writes the book. It achieves some degree of acclaim. And within 5 years of the book being published, like I said, at 49 or 46, I don't recall, but he dies. It's just an illustration of the power of one person to express some appreciation, some degree of confidence in another human being, and let them know that in some context, they matter. For me, that's the elephant in the room. Can we as leaders behave in ways where we can tell our people, not just because it's Thanksgiving, not just because it's the holiday season, but as an ongoing basis, are there ways that we can express to our people that they matter, that they make a difference? Can we show them how they make a difference? Can we help them and elevate their performance so they can make an even bigger difference? Because everybody wants to matter, and everybody does matter, and it's up to us to do whatever. And that may mean different things for different people on our team. You know, I don't have some big seminal do this. This works. My best parting shot here, Lisa, would be know your people, figure out what they need, and provide it. And let them shine. And when they shine, show it off. And let them show it off. But let them know that they matter. You and I both have mentioned some high-level leaders. We have mentioned city managers. We've mentioned, you know, directors. We've mentioned top-level leaders who made a difference for us. That's what I think. That's what superior leaders do, top-level or otherwise. So it's interesting to me that a guy like Tom Hart, a person like Shauna at Southlake, I mean, these are people that, you know, they got skins on the wall. They did those jobs for a long, long, long time. And there's a ton of people in their wake, a ton of people that they have influenced, because they figured that out.
Yeah. For me, it's the same. You're so appreciative, because I really couldn't have done anything without the people that surrounded me, that gave me wisdom and insight, that took time and effort out of their day to make a difference and to coach me, just like you, hours of your time, hours and hours and hours. I don't even know how many hours it equates to, that you took time to listen and be invested in my success. It's just so impactful that I can't put it to words, because it really changed my trajectory. I'm a hard worker. I'm loyal. I'm dependable. Those things are not going to change, but it changed my leadership perspective to become a better leader. And hopefully through that relationship, we are now hopefully impacting other people to be better leaders through the relationships formed. I know Cheryl's passionate about that. I know Bill, our new city manager, is passionate about that. And they are still taking time in me, and I will still be more grateful and more thankful, I'm sure, down the road for others that have touched my life. Our friends, you know, we've got, I've never been a person that's got 50 friends. We've got like, Don and I have like three. And I feel no matter what happens, those three, I could depend on with my life. If something happened to Don, they would be there in a second to help lift me up, support me, and get me through whatever life deals me. And I know if something happened to me, they'd do the same for Don. They're our friends, male or female, didn't matter. I just know that they are there, and I'm so grateful for that. When you talk about, you know, so much of this time, like you talked about, this thankfulness, I always, with our staff, try to do something really simply so that we don't, gathering is important. Gathering, and like I mentioned, having the potluck's great, but having something simple that helps them see the point is also really beneficial. If you guys in the audience have not done that yet, an example of one thing we did that's easy to do, if you have a smaller groups, we each had sticky pads. And we just, it doesn't matter what you have. If you have an office, if they just have, you know, you have a clipboard, you can give them if they're in the field. And we just wrote one thing we appreciated about each person, and went and just, everybody just started writing and took the sticky off and stuck it on their, whatever their spot was. You didn't have to sign it necessarily. You could, most of ours did. They wanted you to know what they appreciated specifically. And these aren't sentences. It was like mentorship. Thank you for teaching me. Thank you. I mean, it was just very simple. And the power in that, of affirmation that you're doing a good job, and that even when we know maybe we're not best friends with the person, everybody's grateful about something. And it just, it brings it to the forefront, and it's super easy to do. Those were kind of our powerful moments that we've done. We've also done, like on a Zoom call, just say, you know, let's just go around the room. One thing you're thankful for about the city, or one thing you're thankful for in HR. And they just, it doesn't have to be about a person. It's just about something that they're grateful for. It can even be family. I mean, you can just say just anything you're grateful for. And it just, it's a connection point, because often there's somebody that's grateful for something similar, and it's a conversation starter as well. So those are the easy things.
Well, and gratitude is a habit, just like griping is a habit.
That's right.
We just,
and I
need
choose
to
focus on the positive.
Habit. Need to get out of the griping habit and get into the gratitude habit. It's more
That's
productive.
Right. Well, I don't want to draw it out, but we are just so grateful, like Randy said, for our audience, for you as listeners. I hope this holiday season, starting with Thanksgiving and moving through December and Christmas, the new year, that it is safe for you. It is, you have safe travels. You enjoy your time with your family and friends, and hopefully get a little rest. Randy and I are hoping to spend our time, I'm sure, in our new homes in different states. And we're just grateful for everybody today.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks for watching and listening to Grow Great, a city government leadership podcast. For Lisa Norris, I'm Randy Cantrell. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com.